These people fled here in fear of their lives. That's after fighting broke out between the M23 rebel group and government forces in the east of Democratic Republic of Congo. They walked over the border to this refugee camp in neighbouring Uganda, where sticks and plastic sheets make their new homes. It's not the first time Gil Maboko's family has had to run away from fighting. They were displaced when M23 fought the Congolese government 10 years ago.
In the first conflict, some of my brothers went to a refugee camp, which is very far away, and I've not seen them since. I'm told the camp is far inside Uganda, so I've never seen them again. In this recent fighting, we continue suffering, not knowing what to do.
People here are staying close to the border so they can go home in the daytime to collect food. But the UN says it's not safe for them here. Down the road, others have come to this transit camp, hoping to get food, water and shelter. All the new arrivals have to take a COVID test, something that's almost unheard of in the villages of eastern Congo. Congo's army blames nearby Rwanda for supporting M23 and displacing people from their homes. Rwanda denies it. Both Uganda and Rwanda have been accused of repeatedly meddling in eastern Congo ever since they first invaded 26 years ago. Eastern Congo has been unstable ever since.
To the international community, please to continue the peace process in DRC and also to the warring faction to come down, to harmonize, to be together, to give peace and safety to the citizens.
Like most people here, Muraka Tete is scared to even talk about who's fighting who. People lived under M23 occupation before. Its fighters killed civilians and executed prisoners. The refugees fear retribution if it happens again, and all they want is to be safe.
When they started bombing our village at midnight, we were very scared and decided to run.
Registering here can lead to a new life in a remote refugee camp. Everyone says they just want to go home, but only if and when it's safe. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera.